Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. Welcome to this first video in the series on building the Tailspin Spyworks demo application. The purpose behind the Tailspin Spyworks demo application was to rebuild a popular application from earlier in the evolution of ASP.NET, iBuySpy. iBuySpy later became known as the e-commerce starter kit. But it was time to take that original iBuySpy idea and update it to use the newer ASP.NET 4 constructs. So we're going to rebuild this in a CSS-friendly way. We're going to use controls. We're going to use Entity Framework for data access. So let's just go ahead and jump right in and get started. So to begin, I'm here in Visual Studio 2010, and I'm going to select Create a New Application. I'm going to use the default ASP.NET web application template in C Sharp. And what we'll see when we generate this is that we actually get a bunch of infrastructure by default, and we're going to go ahead and use that infrastructure and build on top of it to build the Tailspin Spyworks application. So let's call this My Tailspin Spyworks and go ahead and let Visual Studio use that default template. Now let's go ahead and just run just as things are. So we're going to see that we have a master page implementation in place. We have some UI. We have a menu control already in place for us. We have ASP.NET 2.0 membership already wired up for us. We have a good place to start. The first thing that we're going to do, though, is I'm going to go out and I'm going to grab some UI design, some CSS and the associated image files, and we're going to import that so we can get our application to start looking the way that we want. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Okay, so I've received some user interface design from my fictitious UI designer, and I'm going to integrate that into the default ASP.NET Web Forms project that's been generated for us by Visual Studio. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to say add. Well, actually, let's just delete the styles.css file and then say add existing item. I'm going to go out to my desktop. I'm going to find the CSS file that I want to include, site.css. Next, I'm going to create an images directory because this design is going to depend on some images. And then I'm going to right-click on it and say add existing items. Then I'm going to find the images folder on my desktop, and I'm going to select everything except for my source control marker file and say add. Okay, so I've included the CSS and the associated images in my styles directory. Now another thing that we're going to do here is on the main page we're going to display a product image. And as we evolve the data model for Tailspin Spyworks, we'll see how this catalog of images will come into play. But for now, suffice to say that we're just going to implement a directory structure for this catalog, right? So we're going to have a directory called catalog, a directory called images. Inside that, we're going to have product images and then thumbnails for those product images. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that catalog and I'm going to drag it into my solution. And then I'm going to drill down into the catalog and see that our images are there. Okay, so we've got our style sheet and associated images in place now, and we have the catalog and its image structure in place. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add some of the code that I might have got from a designer. And the first place we're going to modify that code just to establish look and feel is going to be in our master page. So if you're brand new to ASP.NET development, master pages is a way to create sort of a template that other pages can derive from so that you only have to define your look and feel once, and that look and feel can be inherited by all of the subsequent pages in your application that you choose to inherit from that default master page. You can have more than one master page. You can even nest master pages in an ASP.NET application. So in our case, we're just going to take this markup. So you can see we've got some divs here and It's just some general markup, and we're going to copy that, and then we're going to insert it inside the form control for our page. Now, every ASP.NET web forms has one form, and the form is sort of a container for all of the controls that we might otherwise use. So we're going to save that. Let's go ahead and switch over to our default page and see what we get for a look. All right, so you can see, very different than our original. Let's go ahead and run just as things stand right now. And you can see, so this is the sort of standard welcome to ASP.NET message, but now we have this bit of a framework going on where we have some menu items, some graphical menu items. Now, these point to links that we haven't yet implemented, but you can see this is going to be the basis for the look and feel of the Tailspin's Byworks application. Now, over here, this is going to be one of the first features that we're going to build, the Our Products menu. So this will be a categorized menu of products that the user to our site can start clicking on to shop for products by category. So we've got some look and feel in place, and that was pretty simple. And this is how lots of folks sort of do this, that they either get somebody else to do the design for them, someone who is sort of artistically inclined, or they go to a free website design page and they choose a design and then they implement the CSS images and layout into their master page in their ASP.NET project. So there's one more thing that we want to do before we're ready to start drilling down in and implementing specific features, and that's to add the database for our application. So we're going to get an ASP.NET DB database in our application because, as we saw, membership is already wired into our application, but we're going to need an e-commerce database for our product catalog, our shopping cart, etc. So in order to do that, I'm going to stop the application from execution, and then here I'm going to say in our app.data folder, we're going to say add an existing item. I'm going to go back out to the desktop, and I'm going to grab the commerce.mdf and commerce_log.ldf files and include those in my app.data folder. So now you can see this is the database that we're going to be programming against. Now, in order to program against that, we're going to use the Entity Framework. And to do that, we're going to add an Entity Framework data model. So to do that, let's right-click, say Add a new item. You can see here that we have our SQL Server database already in place. Right. So that's how you would do it if you're going to create the MDF file from scratch. In our case, we're just going to add a new data model to the solution. So to do that, I can right-click on the solution as opposed to the app_data folder and select ADO.NET Entity Model. Give this a name, I'll call it commerce.edm, and click Add. We're going to say generate this model from our database, and we're going to select the commerce.mdf. This is going to create an entity connection string in our web.config file. We'll just leave the name commerce entities. We're going to click Next, and Visual Studio is going to churn away a little bit. It's going to reflect on that database, and it's going to retrieve all of the resources that are contained in that database to allow us to select which ones we want to include in our entity data model. So we're going to choose all of the tables except sysdiagrams. We're going to select all of the views, and we're going to select this one stored procedure, select purchased with products, and click Finish. This will generate the entity data model, and it will switch to a diagram view. So here's the diagram view for the entity data model that we just created. And before we're going to do any programming against it, we want to make sure that we save and build. Now, build is going to give us some a bunch of warnings for things that are not found in terms of the links that are specified in the markup that we included. That's okay. And now we have our entity data model that we can start to program against. Now, really quickly in review, let's talk about what we did. We took care of some user interface issues by finding and including a CSS file in the related image files. We implemented some code in our master page that we can then use to inherit the same look and feel in all of the pages in our application that we derive from this one master page. Second thing that we did was we included our MDF. So in our case, we're using a SQL Express database. That database will live locally inside the directory structure of our solution. And we've created an ADO.NET entity data model for all of the tables, views, and stored procedures in that database that we intend to program against. Now, one of the things to note is it's easy to do that up front, but you can also add resources as you go through development. So if you have to add a table later, or you need to change a table or add a stored procedure, you can update the entity data model after you've already generated it. And I'll show you how to do that in a subsequent video. So we've created that entity data model. Now, if we actually go and look at our Solutions Explorer, we can see that we have this Commerce EDM. If we double click on it, we'll see the diagram, right? And here is our Model Explorer, right? So I highly encourage you to wander around here in the model browser to sort of get an idea of how those entity data models work. The other thing we can do is if we expand this, notice this commerce underscore edm.designer.cs. Now, if you open that up, I recommend that you open that up and peruse all of the code that gets generated. Right, so this is actually the generated code that your application will use to implement model representations of the various objects in your database. So a great educational opportunity to go through and look at the code that gets generated. Now, we're not going to use the entity data model in an incredibly complex manner, but one of the things to note is that you can use the code that's generated in combination with your own custom code to really get the most out of the entity data model and the entity framework. So we've got our design started, we have our entity data model generated, and in the next video we'll go ahead and start to implement our first feature against that commerce database that we just included in our project. ¶¶